So what topic are we talking about?
Justice. So I'm going to clue you up on the topic about justice, and I'll give you my 2 cents I'll give you my 2 cents on this issue.
Good.
Nowadays, the laws depends on every country. Every country has its legislation, and judges people by this legislation they have. Sometimes I thought that it sometimes I think that it would be great to have the same laws in all over the world. Why? First of all, we have a lot of cases such as, for example, Snowden, which committed a crime in the United States, and then he escaped to Russia. And of course, Russia, well, they are not in good terms with the United States. They allowed him to live in freedom.
They let him live freely.
So this case is not the worst. For example, after the Second World War, a lot of Nazis escaped in Latin America countries such as Argentina, Brazil, and lived freely.
In spite of the fact that they killed hundreds of people.
So, but on the other hand, we can't equal, no, we can't doing the same laws all over.
We can't make the same laws.
All over the world due to our differences. For example, Asian country.
We can't make laws the same all over the world due to differences, due to cultural differences.
We can't make the laws the same everywhere due to our cultural differences. For example, we can't judge in the same way people from Japan.
We can't judge people from Japan in the same way,
and for example, citizens of the United States of America. First of all, it's as I mentioned, cultural differences. It's differences of religion.
Differences of religion. There are religious differences. There are religious differences.
So I definitely I'm convinced that the same laws all over the world, it wouldn't work. And it's a utopical, utopical,
idyllic,
idyllic
vision.
Idyllic vision.
Or you could say utopic vision. Utopic. Yeah, utopic vision.
Well, and there are a lot of discussions in issue of
There are a lot of discussions on the issue of
law. If they are
repeat,
to
repeat,
there are a lot of discussions in.
So wait a second and process the correction, because you say yeah, you continue, but you haven't processed it. There are a lot of discussions on the topic of.
There are a lot of discussions on the topic topic of law issues. If they are enough strict.
If they are strict enough.
If they are strict enough. So it depends. It depends on crime. It depends on offender. It depends on crime and on country. On the country. For example, maybe in Spain there are laws that are too permissive. For example, in cases of corruption, politicians who stole lots of money live in prison, which are
prisons.
In prisons.
Which are
a dream house. It's of other Spaniards.
They're dream houses average Joe.
Average Joe. What is it?
For the average Joe. For the average Joe.
From the average.
For the average Joe.
Average for the average Joe, and they maybe spend in the prison, prison institution. No.
But they spend what?
Spend maybe 2-3 years in prison, and when they are liberated.
When they're freed?
When they are freed. When they are freed, they continue living in the same level as they lived before prison. And they
continue to live the life of Riley.
Life of Riley. Life of Riley. And I think in this case, the law should be more stricter. First of all, should be stricter. First of all, they should return money they stole.
What money? Is it specific money? They should return
their money. They should return their money they stole.
Stole.
Stole the money they stole, and of course spend in prison.
No, spend X amount of time in prison.
More time in prison. Okay. Yeah, in this case, laws should be stricter. And it surprised me.
Surprises me.
A fact, I think it was 2 years ago when a woman.
It surprises me. Start again. It surprises me. So the fact that una mujer no sé qué surprises me.
Okay, The fact surprised me, but when I say surprise, it's only in good way or when it's no, it
be
could
good
be
or
okay.
Could be bad.
Surprised me the fact. It happened maybe 1 year ago.
It happened.
It happened 1 year ago. A woman.
Singular.
A
articular.
Woman. Was imprisoned. Because she found a lost wallet and used a credit card to buy a meat for her children. So when you hear these cases, you say, no, I think the law should be equal. No, should be equal for everyone. Should be the same for everyone. And
totally, yeah, good example.
Currently nowadays is very problematic issue of youth violence. For example, maybe here in Europe it's not so evident, but in case of the United States, you know, every 3 months we hear on the news, we hear teenager shouted.
You don't take a bullet. I mean, look at throw, for example. Throw. Throw at Tomatina, throw to basketball, okay? You shoot someone, okay? If I
throw at is, for example, I'm throw at you.
Throw at so that you don't catch, but throw to is so that you catch, so that you catch it. You're not throwing a bullet, you're not shooting a bullet to me, you're shooting a bullet, you're shooting a gun at me. So it's the same as Tomatina, so I don't catch it, it goes in my head, I'm dead. So, somebody shoots at somebody, if you want to put a preposition, but generally, shoots someone. Every week, I think it's every month, more or less, you hear some kind of news article about somebody shooting
at someone.
About school kids shooting each other.
And I'm convinced that it's due to violent films and computer games. I can't understand why parents allow their children to spend all day playing these kinds of games and looking these violent films. Maybe it's a good stuff. It's a good for parents in this time.
It's a good thing.
A good thing.
It's good stuff. A good stuff you can't say.
Okay, it's a good thing. You know, teenagers, they are always discussing,
debatiendo.
With parents, yeah.
Discussing things with parents.
With parents, and when they are playing, you can be living calm. It's no.
You can be what?
You can. Estar tranquilo. You can be quiet. No,
Be quiet. No, you can be calm.
You can be calm. Okay, they don't disturb you. But I think letting them play these kinds of games, it's not a solution for troubles. I think you have to pass this period and be aware of problems. And what surprises me that we live in society which really seems we don't know each other. No, for example, in the case of last shooting, in the United States, teachers were surprised. This boy seemed so calm, so quiet, and I think if he weren't so calm,
wasn't
so calm, and it's teachers' responsibility to know their teachers well, their students well.
Okay.
And if these things happens a lot, I think we failed in education, and we need to look for solutions urgently.
If these things happens a lot, no. If this thing happens a lot, or if these things happen a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish there.